USA Radio News.
President Trump made an early appearance Saturday at the Million MAGA March held in his honor in Washington, D.C., with a throng of supporters cheering him on. Trump stayed in his car but drove slowly past the crowd. Marchgoers chanted USA as the president's motorcade approached, with many chasing after him trying to get a photo. The president hinted at an appearance Friday, writing on Twitter, "It's heartwarming to see all of the tremendous support out there, especially the organic rallies that are springing up all over the country." Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller signaled a potential U.S. troop reduction ahead in the Middle East in a memo sent to agency staff on Friday, saying that all wars must end. Miller, who took over as defense chief after President Trump fired Pentagon head Mark Esper, wrote, "We are not a people of perpetual war. This is USA Radio News."
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something, because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden is apparently bringing back daily press briefings, a presidential tradition that diminished under President Trump. Biden is considering two females for press secretary, including Kate Bedingfield and Simone Sanders, who both have a close working relationship with the former vice president that strengthened throughout the course of his campaign. Bedingfield is reportedly being considered for White House communications director in addition to being press secretary. Both candidates have expressed interest in the role. And Democrats' successes in electing sheriff seats in two counties outside of Atlanta are likely to curtail cooperation with federal immigration authorities by local law enforcement. Gwinnett County Sheriff-elect Kebo Taylor and Cobb County Sheriff-elect Craig Owens both vowed to end agreements with immigration and customs enforcement. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Thousands of President Donald Trump supporters marched through downtown Washington on Saturday to back his claims of election fraud as he pushes ahead with challenges to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Flag-carrying Trump supporters were out in force on Saturday to complain of alleged electoral fraud. They streamed from Freedom Plaza near the White House to the U.S. Supreme Court building on Capitol Hill. And President Trump to ban Chinese investments.
The Trump administration dropped an executive order on Thursday that prohibits American investments in Chinese companies that are owned or controlled by the Chinese military. The order, first reported by Reuters, could impact some of China's biggest companies, including China Telecom, China Mobile, and Hikvision, a surveillance equipment maker. Isaac Stonefish, senior fellow at the Asia Society Center on U.S.-China Relations, told CBS News that this move raises the stakes on U.S.-China relations.
This is a warning not just for investors in these particular companies, some of which are private, but to investors in other military-linked companies, other companies that are Chinese and doing things that the U.S. deems sensitive, and saying, hey, you should probably think twice before you invest in, say, this state-owned enterprise or that state-owned enterprise.
The order will go into effect January 11. Transactions made to divest ownership in the companies will be permitted until November of next year. From the East Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.